Our next presenter is Dr. Alamran. Was I close?
Yes.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
His presentation is Effects of Date Palm Biochar on Hydraulic Properties of Calcareous Sandy Soil, Influence of Temperature, Particle Size, and Application Depth.
Thank you very much. Yes, my presentation is part of a larger or a bigger
Thank you.
A project from a Saudi biochar research group. They are mainly interested in the biochars or introducing the biochar to the farming community in Saudi Arabia. So I am their main work on soil chemistry, and I am trained as a soil physicist and water or soil water conservation. So let me see. Okay, I will outline my talk in five sections: introduction and biochar production from date palms waste, biochar characterization, and the application of biochar in lab and in field if I do have time. Most of the agricultural soils in Saudi Arabia are sandy soils and characterized by calcareous soils, which has probably 32% of calcium carbonate, and of course low fertility and low water holding capacity and excessive deep percolation, high infiltration. And as my previous presenter, they want to increase the infiltration rate, but in our case is reducing the infiltration rate if it's possible to keep the water in the root zone so we can conserve the water rather than use it down deep in the soils. In addition to that, we have another problem. That's most of the soils that we are using for agriculture irrigation is from the aquifers, and this is sort of a saline water, most of it. So this is another problem, but we are reducing a high percentage of our food actually. Water consumption is very high because of the dry area and the desert conditions. So probably a total water consumption for agriculture only is 17 billion cubic meter per year, and that's a lot. We introduce a study to the government or Ministry of Agriculture to reduce that by so many measures that we took, and we are trying now to do that, introducing some measures like the biochar and other activities. We work on the soil additives or amendments. I introduced the synthetic polymers in the 90s, and they have so many papers on that, but unfortunately we didn't succeed on convincing the farmers and even us, because of the polymers characteristic itself. Then we switch it to natural deposits that we have, mainly smectite, and we succeeded on that. Some farmers that are using natural deposits which are very close to their farms, and they mix it with the sandy soils. And the objective of that again, to keep the water in the root zone if it's possible. And lately we try to introduce the biochar. Biochar, this is pictures from my hometown. I am from the oasis in the east part of the kingdom. And in addition to that, the huge farms of date palms, the main road actually is filled with the date palms. And we have now over 21 million of date palm trees in the kingdom, and that's a lot. And that's consume a lot of water. But we cannot. And this is the practice they are actually doing in agriculture, in the oases, as you can see, irrigation channels, and behind it is how the farmers is burning the debris of the date palms. And they are collecting sometimes the date palms in these containers in order to burn it in somewhere else. This is the same thing, same pictures. And this is from the street, as I mentioned, or from the parks. What we did in this project, we have some small pyrolysis unit. This is you can control the temperature from 300 to 1,200 centigrade, and that's where we got our biochars for the lab. And also, let me go. This is some pictures from biochars, electronic pictures that we took. Those people who are in soil chemistry actually did that. And with using a huge amount of biochars, so we went to the farm, and this is what we have in order to have the biochar. In the date palm biochars, we can produce a lot of, but this is with a temperature ranging from 400 to 420, 430. So it's a fixed temperature. We cannot use different temperature. We use that some of it. We grind it, as you can see, and we use it for greenhouse also. And this is some of the characteristic of the biochars, as you can see, at different temperature, the carbon and the hydrogen and so on. So, and this is very striking, as probably most of the literature says, that if you increase the temperature with the biochar, you're gonna increase the pH. And this is also a critical point, that since we have a calcareous soils, we don't want to dump also amendments with high pH. This is another thing. And also, as you increase the temperature, you also increase the EC of the products. Laboratory experiment, as I said, this is only, we have so many experiments. The latest one now is running, but this one is already published. We have the control, and we have the depth on only 2 centimeters of biochar. Then we change it to, in other papers or in other work, to 5 centimeters. Now we are working on 10 centimeters depth of the biochar. But this is the result that we have. The most important things is if you introduce the biochar, as you can see with the solid, the line is the control. Control is always is higher. So, and if you add any biochar, you will have a less wetting advance, and depend on the position of the biochar. I'll get a better picture then. This is also on accumulative infiltration, the same thing. We have a good result on that too. This is influence of biochar on accumulative evaporation, that we put the columns and daily we weigh how much water evaporated from the columns. Then we calculate the evaporation from the columns. As you can see, the line solid, or the first one, is a control. And if you add any biochar on any position, you reduce the amount of water evaporated. It means that you conserve water with addition. And this is also, we found that with natural deposits and with the polymers that we tested before. This at the end of each experiment or each run, after 5 weeks of 5 cycles, we cut all the soil columns, and we measure the water content in each 2 centimeter segments or 5 centimeters, and this is the result of the soil moisture content at the end of the experiment. This is also, we use this data to guarantee that whatever we added, subtracted from evaporation, should be stayed in the soil column. As you can see, with the addition of biochars, we have a higher water content compared to the control. This is another experiment that we use. The first experiment at 400 centigrade, the biochar that we used. Here is a different temperature, 300, 500, and 600, with different particle size that we use. I'm gonna run quickly on this. As you can see, this is the wetting front. We didn't analyze the result yet, but clearly the 1S3, which is has the lowest grain size at 300 centigrade, the wetting front is in the middle of the columns, while the control is almost at the end. And just notice that. And this is at 500, with a 500 centigrade, biochar produces still better than the control, and S3 is better than S1, but they are closing to each other. And if you go to a farther temperature or 700, it's almost the same. And I'm talking to my colleagues why the temperature is influencing even the infiltration and the wetting advance of the columns. This is same pictures. We took some, this is a soil water content at the end, but I'm gonna skip that to go to saturated hydraulic conductivity with control higher, and with the addition of biochar, you have a lower hydraulic conductivity. We took that to the field also, to the greenhouse, and we did some study, as you can see, with the biochar, with the different percentage. We have a better result to growth. And finally, I'm going to just put this figure on the biochar-induced changes in the yield and quality of tomato. We applied the tomato, and I'm going to finish with a minute. But this is a field study that we took on the using saline and non-saline water at different rate of biochar with farm residue, and we find that the biochar did a good job in having a higher yield. But this is again at a temperature, the biochar that produced at 400 centigrade. We shouldn't go farther than that in applying the biochar. I will skip that and go to the conclusions. Date palm biochar application improved hydrophysical properties of sandy loam soil. Applying biochar restricted the movement of water penetration as a result of decreasing the advancing wetting front and infiltration rate, and so on. So, by contrast, biochar addition caused significant increase in the amount of conserved water. That's the more important that we have. And applying biochar to core structure soils irrigated with saline and non-saline water has a potential impact on increasing yield. And I will stop here. Thank you very much for your listening.